Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Hello, welcome to the Self-Hertove Institute radio show. This is David Wolf, your host for the Self-Hertove radio show. July 20th, 2011. I'm here in the Self-Hertove studios in Alachua, Florida with Marie Glashin at the controls. Welcome to the Self-Hertove radio show. We invite you. We'd be glad for you to call in or write in on the blog talk chat. Call in at 805-285-9749. If you call in, you want to be on the show, press 1. We'll be eager to hear from you. Maybe you have some issue you want to discuss. Maybe you want to get some on-the-spot coaching or share your perspective or challenge something that I say. Welcome to the Self-Hertove radio show. This is David Wolf, your host. The number again, 805-285-9749. If you call in, you want to participate live, press 1. This past week, I was coaching a client, and it's a long-time client. And long-time client, many years, but it's been more than a year since we did coaching. And so we resumed our coaching relationship after more than a year. And to prepare for the session, both myself and the client, we went back to some old notes from sessions from 4 and 5 years ago, even more than 5 years ago. And we both realized that 4 or 5 years ago, the client was in a particular place in the world, and he wanted to be in a different place. He was single. He wanted to be with a particular person, his life partner. He was engaged in a certain way, and he wanted to establish a particular business that would be really satisfying, and on and on. And everything that we coached about 4 or 5 years ago, we realized he accomplished it. He achieved it. He accomplished it. He was relocated. He had established the service-oriented healing business that he wanted. He was married with a person he wanted to be his life partner. And then he reflected that 4 or 5 years ago, he was miserable and complaining. And he has achieved everything he set out to achieve. And now he's miserable and complaining. So what do you make of that, Murray? What do you think? Every life area, he created what he wanted. He created what he declared was important. He was miserable and complaining then, and he realized he was miserable and complaining now. Seems like, because it was like, yes, because being single, he was so frustrated and empty and unfulfilled, and then he got the person he wanted, but then there was a different set of problems, and then he relocated, but there was a different set of problems, and he's establishing the business he wanted, but now he feels trapped by the business. So where do we go with that? What do you think?
Well, it doesn't seem that whatever they're having, he wanted to connect with, being like a nice spouse or being the nice job or the financial situation or the house and the geographical situation that didn't really bring him satisfaction. it didn't bring you satisfaction.
It's just moving the material energy around. Just moving the material energy around. And so it was a stimulating and satisfying conversation because he realized he really wants to concentrate on his self-realization, spiritual life. And of course, in that process, he'll make decisions about what he wants to do, work less, his business and his household situation. Of course, he'll make decisions. But this is a spiritually oriented person. And he just, over the past 5 years, in achieving what he wanted to achieve and getting whatever fulfillment could come from that, he's deepened his realization to focus on self-realization. This person chants mantras, to focus more attentively on his chanting meditation, to focus on his spiritual realization. That was the thrust and the direction of the conversation. Rather than, rather than to focus on chasing happiness, chasing security, chasing fulfillment, chasing power through something external, to connect with that internally, And as we say, we recently completed a Safato Foundational Seminar. Big time transformation there. Big time transformation. Many from that foundational seminar are going to be coming to Safato Advanced Seminar July 23rd to 28th in Alachua, Florida, at the beautiful Royal Inn in Alachua, Florida, near the Highway 75 exit in Alachua, July 23rd to 28th, foundational course. And so as we mentioned about the be do have means we're not chasing security, we're choosing it as our birthright. Security, joy, fulfillment, power, contentment, peace. This is who we are. It's not dependent on anything external. And from that place, from living from that place of being peaceful, content, fulfilled, powerful, excited, alive, stimulated, from being that, we might choose to create. We might choose to create a business empire. We might choose to live in a cave. We might choose to ride a bicycle or ride in a Rolls Royce, whatever. But the point being that those external things, they don't, from our being, from a be-do-have paradigm of life, our fulfillment, our contentment, our peace, our security, our confidence, it's not dependent on whether those external things manifest or not. You're listening to the Safato Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. We'd be glad for you to join us today. I mentioned about confidence. So this foundational seminar was really a lot of courageous emotional release, a lot of release of pain that allowed joy to flow. Yeah. So confidence. So in 3 days, less than 3 days, we'll begin the Safato Advanced Seminar. And there we make a distinction between living and surviving, thriving and surviving. We talk about strategies for survival as opposed to strategies for living. A strategy for survival is living from a place of being right, where what's important is being right. And related to confidence, my realization is that confidence isn't about being right all the time. Because if we're coming from a place of being right, even if we are right, well, still we're coming from that needy place. Confidence is not about being right. It's about not fearing being wrong. Right? And if I can live from a place where I'm not fearing being wrong, then that's confidence. That's confidence. Where I'm in that spirit of discovery. Yes, I have my perspective. I have my point of view. And I'm in that spirit of discovery. I'm in that spirit of discovery. If we think we already know something, and we're ego attached to it. We think we already know something. We have no chance to really begin to learn it. Spirit of discovery. So that means not being attached to being right. Even welcoming being, oh, my perspective, it has shortcomings. My perspective's incomplete. My perspective, okay, now I can see how that was not as mature as it could have been. That's exciting. I get to grow from that. I get to learn from that. I'm not fearing. I'm not in fear of, oh, my perspective might be exposed as being incomplete. So that's confidence. I can enter each situation, each moment, each relationship, each conversation in that spirit of discovery. I've got nothing to defend. I've got nothing to protect. I've got nothing to guard. That's confidence. You're listening to the Safetov Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. Yes, we completed a foundational seminar in Gainesville, Florida, July 15th to 17th. And we'll be teaching the advanced seminar July 23rd to 28th. If you're a foundational graduate, you want to take or retake the advanced, there's still a few spots open. We'll be happy to see you there. You'll have fun. It'll be an easygoing time. No, not really. Actually, come to the Safetov Advanced Seminar, and we promise you'll be uncomfortable almost constantly for 6 days. Of course, that's how we grow, by stretching our... It's a safe environment. We create safe, secure environment. Safe, secure, loving environment to do our growth. Growth means getting uncomfortable, getting uncomfortable. That's what we're committed to. We invite our listeners, visit our Safetov website. That's safetov.com. I'll spell it for you for those who are new to the Safetov environment. S as in Stephen A. T. Thomas, V. Victor A. T. Thomas O. V. Victor E. .com, safetov.com. On the home page, in the library section, we invite you to visit there. There's many, many articles, radio show links, other audio links, and videos about self-realization and transformative communication. This is the Safetov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. I saw recently a quote from Saint Francis of Assisi, and he said, "Preach the gospel all the time, and when necessary, use words." So, I found that profound. Now, okay, we may or may not be into preaching the gospel as St. Francis meant the term gospel. But you know, Marie, we're all preaching the gospel. Yes, Marie?
There is a comment on the chat, and we have Fionnette online. Fionnette, you're here?
Yep, hi.
Hi.
So we've got a question from Sanya on the chat, and she's asking, what are some practical ways of connecting with happiness inside of us instead of trying to get it externally?
Thank you, Sonia. Practical ways. Well, that reminds me of another quote from St. Francis. He says, St. Francis said, what we are looking for is what is looking. And so to enhance our consciousness, that whatever we're doing, whatever we're seeking externally, in some form, we're looking for what is looking. What we are looking for is what is looking. We're looking for that which is looking. And so, you know, we talk a lot about regular principles of freedom. That's a quote from Bhagavad Gita. Winston Churchill said, for the first 25 years of my life, I wanted freedom. For the next 25 years of my life, I wanted order. And for the next 25 years of my life, I realized that order is freedom. So there are practical guidelines to assist us, to help us in this process of self-realization, of being Atmarama, of connecting with that self-satisfaction within. There are practical guidelines. That doesn't make it automatic. Ultimately, it's a matter of really wanting, cultivating that consciousness that I want to know myself, understanding that to the extent that I know myself, I'm going to experience that satisfaction and fulfillment from within. Sure, there are practical guidelines related to how we eat and what we eat and our sleeping habits and our mating habits and our meditation habits and what we do with the early morning hours. And to the extent that we want to apply these practical guidelines to our life. And those regular principles, they free us to achieve self-realization. They free us to achieve self-realization. Just like by following the regular principles of the road, it doesn't stifle me. It frees me to drive from Zurich to Paris. What do we have, Marie?
David, we have a caller online. The caller IRA code is 908. You are in the show now. If you want to state your name and where you're calling from. Hello?
Hi, David and Marie. It's Marina calling from
Hello, Jersey. Marina.
Good to hear you.
Yeah, nice to
I have
you.
A question related to this. I know all the right things to do, the proper diet, the proper time to go to sleep, the proper time to wake up, the yoga practice, the meditation practice. I have all the tools. But my problem is being disciplined enough that when no one is dragging me to do those things, that I am disciplined enough to follow them every single day, no matter how I feel or what my mood is, or, you know, regardless of circumstances. That's been my greatest challenge throughout life, is just maintaining that discipline.
Well, thanks for your comment, question, concern, Marina. Good to hear from you. And that point, it points to another area of regulation. And again, regulation doesn't mean repression or oppression. It means I'm consciously accepting regulation in my life to move forward in self-realization in the way that I want. And so we talked about eating and sleeping and meditation of different sorts. And so another area of meditation, it's that sangha or association. And so, yeah, so what are we doing with our association? That's what I'm hearing from you, Marina, that when I'm by myself, difficult to discipline myself. Sure, if I'm living in an ashram, but for most of us to cloister ourselves away in an ashram is not necessarily our life purpose. And so to create association that's really conducive for self-realization, that's a big part related to Sanya's question of where we can bring happiness to connect with the happiness within, the joy within, our association, our sound vibration. Yeah, if we're associating with people who are whether deliberately or not, but not like-minded, and not really going to be supportive and challenge us to challenge us to grow and be appropriately disciplined, then it's going to be very difficult. If we're associating with, yeah, I was talking to someone recently who does yoga and teaches yoga. She said in her present association, even the people she teaches yoga with, after they do yoga, they go to the pub and have a few drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sees herself becoming like that, and she knows it's not conducive for her life purpose and personal growth, but she knows she's not surrounded with association that's really going to be spiritually inspiring. So of course we don't want to blame association. Oh, I can't grow spiritually because of this, that. You know, whatever the situation, still, we're responsible for the choices we make each moment. At the same time, part of responsibility is acknowledging, recognizing how influenced I am by association. Association can mean the people around us, so, but it's also like the books we read, the sound vibration, the music we listen to, the radio, the TV, the internet. That's also personal. Like if someone's writing an article on the internet, we're associating with them. If we're reading a novel, we're associating with the author.
Mm-hmm.
If we listen to the radio, we're associating with the newscaster or the singer of the song. That's association. So your comment, Marina, I think it so much connects with Sanya's question. Yeah, what sort of sound vibration, what sort of personalities are we filling our life with? And that will determine whether we're strengthened or weakened in our spiritual discipline.
Well, what's interesting for me is I write and talk more about, like, you know, to other people about these disciplines than I do them. So I am an association in terms, not necessarily with people, but with, you know, articles or yoga journals or music relevant
yes.
to this discipline. And I'm always surrounding myself with these objects and sharing them with others, but it doesn't help me to maintain the discipline. It's like it's almost like I enjoy talking and writing about it more than doing it.
You know? Right, and that's, you enjoy that. At the same time, something's feeling empty for you because you feel like a hypocrite. And that, you know, that so much relates for me to that quote by St. Francis that I mentioned, preach the gospel at all times, Marina, and when necessary, use words. Now, you might not be preaching like, you know, the gospel of the Old Testament or the New Testament, but you have something to share, and that's what I meant when I said that we all have something to, we all have a set of values, we all have inspiration, we all have dreams, we all have something that we want to, something about ourselves that we want to share, that we want to communicate. And example is stronger than precept. And to the I'm hearing your disappointment and frustration with yourself, Marina, because you know that you might be quote preaching the gospel or sharing what you want to share about the yoga principles or whatever. You might be sharing it with words in writing or wherever, but you're not living it near to the extent you want. And so. And so you know that your potency is very diffused.
Yeah, like for instance, in Kundalini Yoga, for teacher training to do the full length adult teacher training, you need to have at least practiced 40 days of meditation every single morning. And that's something I've never been able to do, not because I've never tried, but because every time I would start, there would be some excuse midway for me to break with this discipline. And so I would never get to the 40 days. I would break, and then I would start again and break again and start again
and then, Marina, to the 40 days. How come you've made the excuses more important than steady, rigorous practice?
That's a good question, you know. The excuses always seem to be more valid, like, oh, I'm not feeling well, or I'm too tired, or I'll get to it by evening and then I forgot, like that sort of thing.
I hear, and it's because we can tell, our actions reveal our actual values. We can speak a good game, we can talk a good game sometimes, and but I know if I made, let's say I say, well, I really wanted to spend time studying, but this and that. Well, the fact is, I really wanted to spend time studying a particular spiritual literature. I can tell myself that, but the fact is I made, let's say, eating more important or sleeping more important or watching that show more important. And so we can see the way we live our life reflects that, like, say meditation is as important. I'm as committed to it as my results show. The universe doesn't lie. The universe reflects our intention. So clearly, Marina, this yoga practice you're doing, you've made it important to some extent. My sense is it'll be helpful for you, supportive for you, to see that whatever the 48 days in a row, that till now that just has not been that important for you. Other things are more important. And so maybe it's something about you can look inside about that. You can surround yourself with perhaps more powerful spiritual association. You can look at maybe there's something about your spiritual practice that's not completely satisfying.
And that's what it is. I would get bored with doing the same meditation every single day. Like the first 10 days would be nice and uplifting, and then after a while I just get bored with it. And that's my tendency with a lot of things. I start and I get bored and I don't finish.
Right, yeah. I'm thinking of it. I know you're familiar with the Bhagavad Gita. And at the end of Bhagavad Gita, the speaker of Bhagavad Gita, not Krishna and Arjuna, but the one who's narrating the conversation between Krishna and Arjuna, his name is Sanjaya. And what Sanjaya says is, towards the end of Bhagavad Gita, he said, "This narrating this conversation, it has been a thrill at every moment." And that represents genuine spiritual life, genuine spiritual practice. It might be a discipline, and it certainly requires effort, but it's, to the extent we're connected with it, it's a thrill at every moment. And also Bhagavad Gita describes Pachyakshava Gamam Dharmyam Shushukam Karchamavyam. It describes this process is joyfully performed. And so I get a sense that you're not getting that taste in a steady, consistent way. And so perhaps I invite you to explore, Marina, about maybe being open to maybe expanding your spiritual practice or meditation with intention to connect with a practice that will be a thrill at every moment, joyfully performed. It sounds like that might be there. You get some glimpses of that, but like I'm just hearing that you're getting bored. So it's either something about your consciousness or something about the practice, because I know that spiritual life, to the extent we get a taste of spiritual life, material life becomes really boring. If we're getting bored with our spiritual practice, well, maybe it's not a spiritual practice.
That's a good point.
Okay. Marina, I really appreciate your participation in the Sofitov Radio Show today. Good to reconnect with you.
With you too, David.
Thank you, Marina. You're listening to the Sofitov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. Thank you, Marina, for calling in, and Sonia for writing in. Yes. So, yeah, we had this preach the gospel. So we said, I'm not into preaching. I want everyone to, I respect their autonomy. We're not talking about imposing. We're not talking about coercing. We're not kind of talking about ramming something down someone's throat. At the same time, we're all eager to, at some level, to communicate what's alive. We're all eager to communicate what's alive for us, what inspires us, what moves us, what stimulates us, what touches our heart, what moves our soul. We're all eager to share. We might pretend we're not. We might be scared to share it because we'll be rejected. But we're all eager to preach the gospel in that sense. And related to, and I like when St. Francis says, when necessary, use words. So to what extent are we living? Are we living on purpose? Are we living our gospel? Are we living our purpose? Are we living our values? Are we living integrity? And to the extent that we're living, that we're living on purpose, living our integrity, people will get it. And of course, sometimes we'll use words, but that's just a small way. That's just a small fraction of how we share our message and how we share our inspiration. Now we share our gospel in the words of St. Francis. Thank you for tuning in to the Sofitov Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host for the Sofitov Radio Show, your station for self-realization.